Hello, this is Ryokyu Endo's Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. With a wish for the people live more with the body sensation of enlightenment and be in peace with a fulfilling wishes life. I would like to broadcast this Dharma talk. Well, with the quote of the ancient masters, so deep, however, unfortunately, often they are interpreted very in a shallow way, or become the just word. Non-action. Well, in Japanese, when the things become just a word and non-action, we have an expression that is a rice cake with draw on the paper, which means you cannot eat it. Well, for example, like a famous word quote, love your neighbor in the Bible. People go to church and after go home and see the homeless people on the way and doesn't do anything, and go home and yell at the wife. This is like the quote that became the rice cake drawn on the paper. Could be even priester. So as in of the famous quote or the basic teachings of the Puran school in the Buddhism. Well, it's a quote of the Meditation Sutra or Amitayuru Dhyana Sutra says that if you chant Namu Amidabha mantra for 10 times, you will reverse to the pure land, the infinite joy. Well, simply explains the Master Honen, the Saint Honen, who is founder of the Pure Land school in Japan. Based on this this quote of this sutra, he spread a Nembutsu mantra chanting. And it says that one of the third, or two of the third, I forgot, of the all Japanese converted or became the Nembutsu mantra chanter. And that's why it became the many base fundamental spirit of the Japanese culture and mentality, even though now in Japan nobody recognizes it or realizes it. And what is interesting is that when he answered the question, are you sure that the 10 times with the Nembutsu mantra chanting that one will reverse to Pure Land, the infinite joy? His answer is very interesting. His answer is that if you determine that it will happen, it will happen. If you undetermine, it won't happen. If you determine that you will be reversed appearance, if you determine that your future, it will happen. That you will be reversed appearance. But if you don't, it won't happen. Isn't it interesting? Well, this determined to that you will be reversed appearance, this is an important state of the heart, we call it 必要. This include the another several aspect of the Pure Land. For example, entrance to the Pure Land. Well, one of the aspect and entrance of the Pure Land, infinite joy, is the state of the emptiness, which is beyond the duality. Well, duality is internal, external. This is all our conscious only recognize the world of the duality. But there's another field, another world, which is beyond the duality. It's a huge, huge world. World of freedom that it can be created any future, any phenomenon. And this is the entrance and also aspect, one aspect of the pure and infinite joy. And how you be able to awaken to this, the emptiness, it's not the philosophical way. It won't happen. Your conscience, your head, your knowledge, nothing helps. It's very much way of living, very much what attitude you take toward other people and to the Dharma, the teachings, and toward the great spirit of the universe. It's related with responsibility to the Dharma, which is in the Buddhist, Japanese Buddhist world, Juji. If you're responsible to, if your practice is based on the responsible to all others to be enlightened or to be reversed to pure and infinite joy, that is the one. Also, if you're responsible to the teachings to be spread for the all other beings, that's the second. And the third, if you're responsible to live, to manifest the your internal great spirit of the universe, which is to spread the Dharma for the all beings to be awakened to the enlightened, to reverse to the world of infinite joy, that this will become treasure. This will awaken to the treasure, which is open up the state of the non-duality, which is emptiness. The body sensation of the emptiness. The light illuminate everywhere in the universe will appear in your heart, in your whole existence. What is interesting is that the determination of to be reversed to the pure and infinite joy include this, the emptiness state, which is that the entrance and one aspect of the pure and determined to reverse the pure and the infinite joy includes that you be awakened to the your responsibility to the all beings, to the Dharma, and to the great spirit of the universe, your internal great spirit of the universe. Well, not only that, well, there is the invisible, the great river of the universe exists, which realizes the beings, all the wishes of the beings, this energy. And fundamentally, very, very, as a basic thing, if you determine that you are reversed to the pure, and if you determine that this future, it's not determined what you do, determine that what will happen. this, the great river of the universe will start to flow into you, into your body and heart, into your existence. And you know what happens? You are awakened to the state of the totally living up to the great spirit of the universe. This state are called Zentaku, the whole living up to. Because all the energy, you'll be fulfilled by the receiving the flow of the river, great river of the universe. You start to feel that your arm and leg or whatever, your body action are the result of whole universe action. As you are not moving spontaneously as you are not moving individually or separated from the whole universe, you will feel like it's an expression of the whole universe, your action is. And this is totally state of in peace. Isn't it interesting? The determination might make you imagine that you, if you hear the word determination, there's a tense. You might imagine there's a tense, but totally living up to the great spirit of the universe. And this living up and determination is one coin of each other. So maybe it could be said, this is a faith. I wish you receive the flow of the great river of the universe and be in peace, state of the peace. May you start be in the state of the juji, the responsibility to awakening the enlightenment of the other beings, as I wish for you. May you and people around you and people in the world let the great river of the universe flow into the body and heart and be in peace and deep with the great spirit of the universe.